when the trees were being removed, so when I chained myself to a tree, I actually called WISE, which is a voluntary organisation that helps deal with native animals that are injured or need to be relocated. And we actually asked the construction organisation, or the light rail consortium, if WISE could be there on hand to help relocate animals whose trees were being, whose homes were being destroyed. And they didn't want WISE to be there. And actually the aftermath of those trees being cut down is that mother possums and their babies were separated, and now babies have to have around-the-clock care. Quite a number of young possums now have to have around-the-clock care with WISE volunteers, because the trees that they lived in were cut down, and they were done in such a way that trees were being put into this mulcher, and there were still like little baby birds and things there. So it wasn't done in a way that the wildlife could have moved away easily, and there's been a lot of animal welfare impacts for our native animals as a result of this.
Where can these animals go?
Well, there's nowhere for them to go. I guess they could go into the park, but probably some possum's already there and has established its territory. So it's certainly going to be hard for those animals to reestablish themselves, and then people don't want them in their roofs and things like that. So it's sort of what's happening here in terms of the loss of trees is a bit of a microcosm for what's happening all over the state. More and more animals are being pushed out of their homes for housing development. There's huge urban growth in the Sydney Basin, and these animals have nowhere to go, and soon we're just going to lose more of our biodiversity.
If we continue to build more cities,
if we continue to build out rather than up. So if we don't have these green spaces and have our green spaces connected, then we will be losing more and more biodiversity, because we're putting more pressure on them through urbanisation, through removal of their habitat, through not being able to move to find mates, to find food in areas that they might have been able to do that before. We're just severely impacting their lives and their welfare, and causing a lot of stress as well for those wildlife that are vitally important. We need to have biodiversity in our urban spaces to teach our children the heritage that we have. And also they provide a range of vital ecological services for us. So by having bees, that's how we pollinate our crops to get food. And bats are also providing that services, and birds. So we need to have these this biodiversity. It's extremely important.
You were mentioning about WISE being there during when all of this was going on.
Yeah. And actually WISE asked to be there, to have some volunteers on hand to be able to relocate animals and for that stress on those animals to be minimised. But the consortium weren't, I guess they didn't want people to be there to see what was happening.
And so what are they doing now, given that it's going into construction in terms of animal habitat and animal populations there? Are they doing anything during this stage?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, they said that they would plant trees at a later stage, but they also constructed that light rail out to Summer Hill and said they were going to replant trees, and to my knowledge, no trees have been planted, so there's no real time frame on when they're expecting to replant trees or where these trees will go. So you can safely assume that it may not happen in the future.
Do they just expect people are going to, like, adopt all these bats and just, like, like, hey, take them into your home? They don't have their own home now, so we're going to have to accommodate them.
I don't know where these animals are going to go. It's just sad.
How do you then, or will you as a resident, like, what do you do about that in hindsight, and be like, I wasn't alerted to this. What if something else happens down the road?
I think this, and I know various people are actually writing case studies about how the decisions could have been made in a way that could have engaged the community more. And yeah, basically there wasn't enough information provided about how this how this planning decision would affect people in the local community. And there have been significant changes to the planning laws recently. That means less and less the community will have a voice in planning decisions. It's sort of the way things are going with our current Baird government. You can see the objection to the West Connects at the moment, and in various other things, planning decisions are being made and the community's not being made aware of the extent of the impacts and how they can engage with this. So really, we need organisations like the Better Planning Network to catalyse people's interest and help people understand about how these very significant developments are going to affect them.
What about, you mentioned the West Connects there.
Yeah.
If we're building a light rail network in an attempt to kind of combat that congestion and maybe discourage people from driving into the city, then on the other hand, we're building the West Connects, or that's in planning mode, which will only encourage more people to drive, yeah, I guess, within those areas. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, if you step back and how you sort of couched it, how you sort of framed that discussion, it seems crazy that we're moving along one way to kind of increase sustainability and get people moving on a more rapid public transport network, and then on the other hand, encouraging more people to drive with the West Connects. I know it's sort of servicing different areas of Sydney, but the government really needs to be taking a more holistic approach to transport planning and, yes, and thinking about how they can make it more accessible, more connected, and reduce car dependency in the city.
Will you stay in the area that you are now once it's all being developed?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I actually did have a real estate come in and value my property because it's not as beautiful as it once was. It's not as livable there. It'll be obviously very noisy with the light rail. So, yeah, I'm sort of considering my options there. But certainly the loss of the trees, which was very personally important to me, has made the area lose a little bit of its greenness, and certainly the beautification of the area is reduced significantly.